Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that'll help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll questions right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff that will help you with whatever's going on in your small business from Alpha to Omega. And you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there as well. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Cuska. He and I are talking about websites. And Bob, it's get what is it now?
Get Career Bound.
Get Career Bound. That's what it is. GetCareerBound.com.
Yeah.
That's your new website. Tell us about it.
Well, we're marketing towards college students to tell them how to get a job coming out of college. Jim, only 19% of college grads had a job offer last year when they graduated. So we're trying to give them the tools to get out there faster and get more focused on what they want to do.
So check it out, folks. GetCareerBound.com and see what Bob has to offer. You know, Bob, you and I are talking. To some people, it might sound like we're disagreeing, but we're really not. All I'm saying is if you don't have a website, you're not going to go to 60 miles an hour first. You got to start out at zero first. And all I'm saying is you know, when I had my first website, It wasn't very long before I realized it wasn't going to be enough, and so we built another one. Then we built another one. Then we built another one. And I don't know which version of websites, which generation we're on right now, but surely it's 8 or 10 or 12 different, you know, versions since 1997 that we've continued to upgrade. And I think that's the evolution. And so my point is what you're saying about the steps to get a website, get a more sophisticated, a more practical and usable website, that's absolutely essential. But don't let that get in the way if you have nothing. Get started. That's all I'm saying, Bob.
I agree with that, Jim.
Now, go ahead.
And you may want to take it in phases. You may want to say, I want to get to this website that's going to have all these good things in it, but I'm only going to do the first couple of things in phase one.
Well, here's what I think. Here's what I worry that happens. And see, I like your idea about specification. But when you're doing specifications or when you're getting a pitch from somebody who builds these things, they're going to start asking you things like, well, do you want e-commerce? Well, I don't know. Do you want a mobile app? Well, I don't know. And they're saying, do I want that? And the person doing it is going to say, well, that's going to be an extra $500. That's going to be an extra $200, extra $1,000. Eventually, I worry that that kind of a process for somebody who has no website, it intimidates them and makes them do nothing.
Well, I agree with that. But here's what happened with us, Jim, in this endeavor. We went out, we got our specifications down on paper, and we wanted a lot of functionality, so we knew that there was going to be some expense. We went to four different vendors, and each of them took a different approach, and each of them gave us different replies. And by looking at their replies, we could say, that's very expensive, we don't want that right now. Or, hey, we can add this on over here, and it helped us. It's like going out and shopping for a car, right? You went out and you looked at a bunch of different models, and it started to educate you on what you could get.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things on vendors. You know, we've looked at vendors in a couple of different ways, and a lot of people look at a vendor and they say, oh, do they have pretty websites? What have they done? And that's important. We looked at their design. We also looked at the functionality. You know, were they doing e-commerce sites? Were they doing sites that had databases like your brain trust?
Mm-hmm.
But here's a real thing that I struggled with, Jim. As I was assessing vendors, and being an HR guy, I'm always interviewing people, I was saying, what is their resources? A lot of vendors were these, you know, one guy sitting in a room that might have a graphic design background, but he didn't have the ability to code. He didn't have the ability to draw on other resources. So going out there for a small business, if you're a big company, you can pay, you know, a gazillion dollars and you can get everything you want. But for a small businessman, going to find the guy that had all the resources at his hand, that was the challenge for me.
And to find somebody who could build it and host it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Build it, host it, help you with the domain name and all that. Because there are those steps. You got to get your domain name.
We actually found one vendor that tried to defraud us.
Well, they're out there.
Yeah.
The other thing you got to do, and I don't want to scare people, but you need to use somebody that's been recommended to you, because I'll tell you something, you can also become held hostage by some of these people.
That's right.
And by that I mean, folks, if they design your website and if they host it for you, then if you don't know how to get it away from them, you have to go. You have to. I would not do business with any web developer or hosting company that didn't come to me with some referrals by people who said these guys are honorable. They will not hold you hostage.
That's right. Because downstream, Jim, you may have to call them up one day and say, hey, I got a problem with my website.
Yeah.
And can you fix the problem? I can do it now. You know, my email's not coming through.
Or how about this? I'm ready to go. I need to go somewhere else. I need to move my thing. And they for whatever reason, they make it hard to get away from you.
That should all be in the contract.
But you're right about your email. I mean, if they're hosting your email, anyway, these are just, you can solve all this, folks, with some due diligence and referrals.
Yep, absolutely, Jim. You're right on the referral piece.
Yeah. So what else?
Well, here's the last thing. Now, this may seem obvious.
30 seconds.
Really take the time to get your content right and check it over, because people are going to read about you, and, you know, you don't want to just write something, you know, willy-nilly and have it put up there.
You're right about that. And the contents has got to be also, not only it has to be about your message, but it also has to be SEO compliant.
That's right.
Search engine optimization. You want to make sure the right words are on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You want to come up at the top of the search.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time.
It's getcareerbound.com, Jim.
Getcareerbound.com. He's talking about, folks, this is from his recent experience. He's giving you this information. So thank you for that, Bob. Thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Kustka, K-U-S-T-K-A, Bob Kustka. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.